Class 6-9, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Very good. I give a lot of speeches, especially over the last few weeks. But none of those speeches means as much to me as this one does. For a couple of reasons. One, because my blood ties to this class. Two, because it is so important that I speak not only to this class, but to the folks behind me about what it means to be and to become a Los Angeles police officer. So I take this, the obligation of this speech, very seriously. And first I want to address my partners behind me. On my immediate left are the commanding officers who run the divisions where all these recruit officers will go. With them are many of the training officers who will be directly involved in the immediate training of these young officers, of these 32 young officers who the city has invested so much money, hope, and time. And it's important for the commanding officers and for the training officers to see these recruits, to see these new young officers in this setting, to see them and their families for what they are. And that is the future of the Los Angeles Police Department. This police department will continue to be great because of its personnel. It is our, not only our most important resource, it is our only resource. Cars, buildings, equipment are meaningless without officers, without character, without training, without compassion. So it's very important to me that my commanding officers and my training officers, who I put so much faith in, take their job seriously and recognize that the future of this organization is truly in their hands. The second group here that I want to talk to directly are the family and friends of our graduating officers. All of you have been part of this process. All of you have known the ups and downs of having a recruit in the academy. You see them go through the emotional roller coaster, the fear and the doubt about their success. They're coming to grips with their training, with firearms, with driving, with the law. And in this particular class, I've experienced that every step of the way with you, through my son's eyes, of course. So I think I feel a connection to this family. What I want to tell you is that today, as these officers graduate from the academy, you become part of my family. These officers become part of the family of the Los Angeles Police Department. On the side of the car, as everybody knows, is written to protect and serve. And that's what they will do with the community. But that is what I pledge to do with them for you. I will protect these recruits, and I will serve them. My last set of comments, and the longest set, goes to this class. You are about to enter into a profession that is unlike any other. It is unique in its ability to influence the outcomes and society and this city. It is unique in your ability to affect not only individual lives, but the community as a whole. And you must take this obligation very seriously. You must understand that what you do is now no longer a reflection just on you. It's no longer a reflection just on your family. It is a reflection on not only the Los Angeles Police Department, but the city of Los Angeles and the state of California, which gives you your authority. Let me speak on that authority a little bit. You are, again, unique in society. The state of California has given you the authority to take away a person's life, liberty, and property. Nobody else can do that. And you must take this authority very seriously and realize that it is not yours. It is entrusted to you. And it can be taken away from you. And it will be taken away from you if you abuse it. There is nothing more serious. And I say this because you will... At first, this all makes perfect sense to you. Everything you do is brand new. Everything you do is for the first time. But as time progresses, you become comfortable in that blue uniform. You become comfortable in your skin as police officers. And when that starts happening, I want you to remember what I say. That authority is not yours. It is given to you by the people behind you, by the people that populate this city, by the state of California. Remember that oath. It talks to you, it speaks to you, and there's a reason for every word. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about some other things that I expect from you as a class and as a department. On one of your badges, a badge that I used to wear, is inscribed a phrase. And that phrase is, cops count, character counts, do the right thing, and you can be the difference. That's not just a phrase. That is a mantra that I want you to all take to heart. And not just Martin, who has it inscribed over his heart. I want every one of you to think about that phrase. First, cops count. What you do makes a difference. What you do is important. What you do is significant. What you do determines the fate of this city. And if you do it right, this city can be a wonderful place, can enjoy crime reduction, can enjoy racial harmony, can enjoy success. Kids can go to school. Communities can build. Families can prosper. Business can thrive. If you do it wrong, all that goes backwards. Reverse everything I said. Character counts. Most important part of this phrase, character counts. The profession of policing is unique in that process is more important than result. Think carefully about what I just said. You have to do the right thing. Process is more important than result. Someday, somebody that you deal with will desperately deserve to go to jail. And you will be faced with making a decision about whether or not you articulate what you know to be the truth, or you change that in order that this person go to jail. Do the right thing. Process always trumps results. I demand that we police constitutionally. And if we do that, that builds faith between us and the community. And it's that faith and partnership between the Los Angeles Police Department and the community that we serve that makes us successful. That is why crime has been down for the last year, 8 years. That is why crime will continue to go down, because we have partners, because we have a community that sets standards within itself, because we have a community that trusts this police department, because we do the right thing. That's why crime goes down, not because 18x35 makes one arrest that borders on legitimate. Listen carefully to what I say. Character counts. There is nothing more important that a police officer has to deliver to this community than their veracity, than their character, than their trustworthiness. That is why you are being, that's why you get paid, that's why you were selected, that's why you're entrusted with this authority, because we believe in you. not because you're good with firearms, not because of any of the physical tests that you passed to graduate from this academy, because we believe in your character. That's what gives you your authority. The next piece, do the right thing. Sounds so obvious, can be so difficult. The laws that you will enforce are voluminous. The penal code, vehicle code, agriculture code, business and professions code, city charter, so many books, so many laws. But it boils down to one thing. Do the right thing for the right reasons. The spirit of the law lives in every one of you. Your parents taught it to you. Your friends taught it to you. Your instructors in the academy taught it to you. Adhere to the spirit of the law. Do the right thing. Solve problems. Don't just worry about individual results. Solve problems. And then the last piece. You can be the difference. When you walk through those gates, those famous gates, the show begins. And there will be a determination made upon your actions about whether or not you made a difference. And I put to you that that's why you're all here. That's why I'm here. That's why your families have supported you. That's why we train you. That's why the city council, the mayor's office, the police commission support you, because you can make a difference. You can change people's lives. You can make this a better place to live. You can be the difference. So that's not just a phrase. Cops count, character counts, do the right thing, you can be the difference. It's an expectation, and I expect it from every one of you, and I demand it from every one of you. Thank you.